Blog Talk Radio.
NBC News.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Hello. Hello. All right, let's get to it. First of all, we're going to talk about some politics stuff that's going on. First and foremost, we'll talk about Donald Trump, and then we're going to get into it about some of the Democrats as well. There's some really odd stuff happening with the Democrats, and honestly, it spells some disaster for the Democratic Party. When this election that's coming up in 2024, this year, for the president, is really, I don't know, it's very bizarre today. I don't know what's happening here, but first of all, well, here's what you have to realize. Okay, so a lot of states have been taking Donald Trump off the ballots. There have been several different states that have done this, saying that Donald Trump has committed the Insurrection Act, and of course under the 14th Amendment, that he cannot run for president of the United States. So they shifted this into the Supreme Court's hands, and they said, well, let's let them decide. And then the Supreme Court said, well, no, let's let the states decide. So they keep bouncing that back and forth. And so who knows what's happening with that. And then on the Democrat side, there's some other states trying to say that Joe Biden has a deadline to file for them to run for president, for him to run for president in these states. And apparently one of them is Ohio, a very big state as far as elections, because they hold a lot of electoral college there. But it's a lot that's happening in Ohio being a very big state. Now, remember, last election in 2022, Joe Biden lost Ohio to Donald Trump, but it didn't give Donald Trump enough to win the whole election. A lot of people always claim that if a president wins Ohio, that they're going to win, or the candidate who wins Ohio is the candidate that's going to win the presidency. That's always been the key factor of it. They're like, oh, if they get Ohio, they're going to be the president. And this last election in 2022 proved that to be wrong, because, you know, these other states like Georgia and Arizona, these states where it would have went red usually, went to Joe Biden. And so Joe Biden had enough to carry these states and then win the election. Now, I know that a lot of Trump supporters want to say that it's election fraud and that they stole the election and all this other bullshit, but honestly, you know, the Democrats didn't steal the election. Joe Biden didn't steal the election. There was no fraudulent bullshit. They never proved that, and they tried to prove it. I mean, Donald Trump tried to throw the hype out there that there was election fraud, and you know, it's like monkey see, monkey do, and then all those Trump supporters are running around going, oh, yeah, it's election fraud. There's election fraud. There's election fraud. And so, you know, it's not what it is. It didn't happen, obviously. They proved that in the courts. They proved it with both sides of the parties, Republicans and Democrats, who both said, on both sides of the fence, said no election fraud happened. So you have to remember that nothing happened there. So we obviously know that Joe Biden won the election fair and square. Now, the truth of the matter is that the scary part with this election is that with Donald Trump running again and doing all these lies that he does as far as trying to overtake an election, because that's what he does. If he doesn't win, then he throws a tantrum and he starts saying, well, if I didn't win, then it had to be fraud. No, people are getting tired of you, Donald Trump. That's why you lost the election. People are fed up with your same tactics and bullshit schemes. Nobody wants this bullshit anymore. They don't want to deal with you anymore, Donald Trump. And so it's over for you. You know, you've had so many problems. And because you've had these problems, it's caused more issues with your party, the Republicans. And now the Republicans are in a disarray. They're all messed up over there. They don't even know what the hell they're doing. The House of Representatives is so screwed up. It's unbelievable. And it's just terrible. It really is terrible for the Republicans that they're following a man who has caused more problems for their party. And has caused division for the party, honestly. So, but Donald Trump has all these legal issues going on, right? Because he has the election fraud case going on where he did all this shit in Georgia. And then he has these sexual allegations against him. And I pulled up this audio. I wanted to play it. It's really creepy. This is one of his victims. This was Katie Johnston. She was the one that got raped by Donald Trump, apparently. So allegedly she'd been raped by Donald Trump. That's what she claims when she was 13 years old. 13 years old, and she said she was raped. with her testimony. This is what she says. And I'm going to play her testimony. Here's the audio. And then we'll come right back. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I want to play a little bit of it. Here it is.
I came to this interview on my free will. No, there was nothing promised to me for doing this interview.
Excellent.
Yes, everything that I say at this interview will be the truth. I met Donald Trump at some parties I attend that I was working for Mr. Jeffrey Epstein. There was about three or four times that I had encounters with Donald Trump. I was 13. The first time that I met Donald Trump was at a party at Jeffrey Epstein's mansion. There was an orgy going on, and he was kind of watching off in the distance. And he basically asked if I could come over and give him a hand job. And at first, I wasn't very comfortable with it. This was like my first or first party, and I didn't think that was my responsibility. But my recruiter told me that I needed to do it, so I agreed to. And then he, before I gave him a hand job, he kind of slapped my hand away and said, you need to use a glove. And the recruiter, he ran over and handed me a glove and said, no one touches Mr. Trump's penis without a glove. So I needed to use a glove. I gave him a hand job, and then immediately after, he had an orgasm, he left, and I didn't see him again at that party. Jeffrey Epstein is a billionaire friend of Donald Trump's that was responsible for throwing the sex parties. I originally came to New York trying to be a model, and in my travels, I met a girl named Tiffany there who was very interested in me and said that, that's what she did, is that she helped girls, get what they wanted, and she could help me get into modeling, that she knew a lot of people that were higher ups and that it would be no problem. And so that's why, but I would just basically have to come model at a couple of events and meet some people. It would be no sweat. So, of course I went, that sounded like no big deal. And she was recruiting the girls to come to these parties, and they all looked, most of them were, my age. There was, maybe a couple girls that were maybe 14 or 15, but it seemed to me like we were all very young, so.
Okay.
Jeffrey Epstein knew that I was 13 years old. When he interviewed me, he asked me to get down to my bra and my panties, and I thought that was weird, but, modeling, maybe it was something about my figure. And he asked that I give him a massage. So he asked me my age. He asked me, and I told him, told him that I was 13. I told him why I was there. And he basically said, well, you'll do. I'm sure that you'll fit pretty nicely here. And then he tried to slip himself inside of me, and I pushed him away, and I said, because at that point in time, I still believed that there was models, and then there was the girls that did that. Like, I thought there was a separation, so I told him that I wasn't interested in that, but he said that I would do. And as far as Donald Trump, he knew that I was 13, and I believe that Tiffany told him. He seemed to take a liking to me because I was I was so young, I was also a virgin, so I don't know. It seemed like he wasn't really into having girls that were liked by the other guys. He kind of, the whole glove, he kind of liked things to be his first, if that, for lack of, a better term, but he was the one who wanted get to a girl before everyone else did. Donald Trump knew that I was 13 because the first night that I was there, Tiffany actually suggested that, and she had a whole bunch of different wigs, and I expressed interest in them. You know, I always told her that I would love to walk around with blue hair, and so I tried some on, and there was a blonde wig that she said that looked great on me. So I wore that wig, and Donald Trump had specifically asked about me because I remind him of his daughter, and she said, well, she's 13 as well. So he knew the first time that he saw me, but he took a liking to me because I look like his daughter. The reason I'm coming out now is when it happened originally, I just wanted to forget about the whole incident. And when I saw that he was running for president, I felt it was my responsibility to come out and tell our country what kind of man this person is. I don't think that he should even be the dog catcher, let alone running the greatest country in the world. After I met Tiffany at the bus station, she took me to, basically went to her house, her apartment, and got ready. I put on a blonde wig because it seemed fun to pretend to be someone different, but we went to the party that I was basically interviewing for, and Jeffrey Epstein was the one that was running the party. He had a quick meeting with everyone that was employed there, and then he had a private interview with me. The first time that I met Jeffrey Epstein, he did try to force himself inside of me without getting the go-ahead or anything. And then it was probably about the third or fourth party is when he basically forced, it was another massage, and it was basically like, it wasn't sex, but it was, there was penetration, and I told him that I didn't want that, but he kind of got a little irritated, so I don't know, there was something about him that I guess I kind of held him, like, I held a lot of resentment towards him. By that time that happened, I kind of already started catching on that maybe I wasn't there for modeling and maybe I was just getting used for things, and I felt that I kind of held him responsible. I did receive money to go to these parties. After every party, I was paid by Mr. Epstein. There wasn't, out of all the girls that were there with me, most of them were 13, 14. I think the oldest one might have been 16, just turned 16. And she'd been there for a while. It was Tiffany. He liked to watch other people have sex. He's a germ, doesn't like germs, so he, rather than partaking, he just watches. So, and Tiffany had informed him that I was the virgin, and so it was Tiffany who introduced us. Second time that I saw Mr. Trump was same scenario. He was onlooking at an orgy, and Tiffany came over to me and said that Donald Trump had requested that I perform oral sex on him. I'd never done something like that with anybody, so I was a little nervous. So I walked up to him, and he was sitting there very proud, like, and I just kind of moved in that direction, and he kind of slapped me away and said, what are you doing, you know? You need to put a condom on. Like, I was some, like, dirty filter or something without a condom. Tiffany ran over and handed him a condom and apologized, you know, profusely and said that would never happen again. And she looked at me and scolded me basically like a child and said that, you know, that's not how, you know, Donald Trump always, you know, anytime he touches his penis, it needs to have a condom on or a glove, you know, and especially when it comes to performing oral sex. So I apologize, and then I performed oral sex on him. And once again, once he was done, he hopped up, and that's the last I saw of him at that party. It's like, once he's done, he's out. So.
Okay.
Sometimes before some of the things that I noticed that were weird with him was sometimes before the parties he would come over, and him, Jeffrey Epstein and himself would kind of banter back and forth, and he was very, Donald Trump was very racist. He said a lot of racist things. Like there was a lot of comments towards Mr. Epstein about, you know, being Jewish, and, you know, called him a Jew bastard, you know, so that he was cheap, and there were some words I didn't even understand, something about the shape of his penis being directly related to his mole, or, I mean, I'm not too familiar with the Jewish tradition, so, but I'm pretty sure that whatever he was saying wasn't very nice. Also referred to, you know, people of Hispanic or, you know, Hispanic native, they call them spics, was around the first time that the World Trade Center had gotten the bomb in the 90s. And you know, he was, you know, talking about the towel heads and how, you know, we would just be better off if we, you know, didn't let them in, or, you know, basically got rid of every single one that was already here. And I thought it made me really uncomfortable, really, really uncomfortable. He also loved to call black people niggers, and he Arabic people he called sand niggers. The only time that he tried to give me some money was our last encounter together, where he acted out a rape fantasy. I was forced to give that money back because Jeffrey Epstein paid us after the party. So, but he just gave me the money. I don't even know why he gave it to me. Maybe to make me feel more cheap. But it was a rape fantasy to him. But I wasn't playing. So. There was those two times, and then there was after the next thing that was that Tiffany approached me with was that he had a fantasy where he walked in on his maids, basically making out, and that it was some type of fantasy for him. So she asked, I mean, I was at that point, I was like, I don't want to be involved with anything that has to do with him. But she's like, you were just basically the other one. So there's nothing that you will have to do. Just don't, you know, just, he's requesting you to be involved. So I felt like I didn't have a choice there. But it was basically he's walking in, his two maids, I was one of the maids, I was the white maid. And there was a Spanish girl, Maria, who was the Hispanic maid. And we were making out, and he walks in, and he gets really angry and threatens to call immigration on Maria if she doesn't come over and make things right and give him a blowjob. So while she is over there giving him a blowjob, I am just I'm supposed to look scared, like, oh no, you know, and you know, cleaning up things and pretending like I'm trying to go back to my job as a maid. And then he's being so rude to Maria. I felt so bad for her, even though I guess it just didn't seem like a fantasy. It didn't seem like it's the weirdest fantasy as far as that. You know, he was threatening to call immigration on her, you know, so that she didn't know how to, you know, she wasn't even near going down to give him, perform oral sex on him before he slapped her away and said, you know, what are you doing? You know you need to put a condom on. And she's trying to, you know, I'm so sorry. And he's like, you can't even understand what you're saying. You know, it just, you know, speak English, you know. He called her derogatory comments. And then he's like, you know what? You don't know what you're doing. Have her come over and show you how it's done. And so I... Again, I said that I didn't, I had to go over there or else he was going to call immigration on Maria. I didn't know if it was true or not, but I felt that, he said that if I didn't show her how to perform oral sex on him, then he was going to call immigration on her and then get rid of us both. Anything that was in relation to him getting off or being satisfied or happy had to do with him being in power, but extreme power. And it's very hard to even, it was always intimidating when he was like that. It was always, you didn't really know if it was true or, if you refused to play along, would he really call immigration on Maria? Would he really get rid of us both? And I didn't even want to know what that meant. I always didn't, it wasn't a game. It just felt like it wasn't a game.
Yeah.
The one night that I had the blonde wig on, he mentioned that I looked like, that I reminded him of his daughter. And actually the maid fantasy, I didn't have a blonde wig on. I was trying to stay away from blonde wigs at the time. But he actually told Tiffany that that's what he wanted me to wear. Like, he wanted it, anytime I had it on and he'd see me, he would say, oh man, you look, and it wasn't like a, oh, you remind me of my daughter. It was this sick, evil, like, you remind me of my daughter. It was just this weird pleasure, sick smile. Like, I don't even want to know what he was thinking about. I could imagine what he was thinking about. After the parties would end, we were to report to Mr. Epstein and basically tell him everything that happened, with who, what they liked, what they disliked, if there was any requests, if there was any talk about anything. That's what, we told Mr. Epstein everything. And then he paid us, and then we got to go home. And most of them, with me, I would either, I normally got taken to the airport, so to go back home. The fact that Trump has a chance to be the next president makes me feel disgusting inside. I've always been proud to be an American. I think we live in a beautiful country. But I just see him ruining everything. He's a horrible, what he portrays on the outside isn't even that great, but people don't even know the half of how evil, how sick and twisted that man is. I have a friend that's been my friend ever since the school year that I stopped going, the eighth grade. I confided her, and she knows all about it. She knows everything. I mean, I destroyed everything of, any plane. I couldn't risk my dad finding out. And now I think I'm old enough to where I at that point I didn't want to not be his little girl, I didn't want to lose my dad. Basically, as far as keeping proof of any of the trips, the only person, I never told my parents, there would be no happy, there would be no good outcome of telling my parents. They would have grounded me. I would have never been allowed out of the house. My father would have come unglued. I did tell a friend, she's still my best friend to this day. She knows everything. She knows it all. I'm prepared to do whatever it takes to save the country that I believe that we have. I know what he does behind closed doors. If that's all, I'm willing to sacrifice my life to put our country back in the right, going maybe in some type of positive direction. Not even, there's no right or wrong, but a positive direction. This guy's not going to take us anywhere positive. As far as my life changing by coming out with this information, I've thought long and hard about whether or not I should, and I've gone back and forth. But I think that I think that the American people need to know what kind of man this person is. And if my life changes because of that, then so be it. But the American people need to know what they're dealing with. If I had the chance to talk to Donald Trump, I would run the other way. I'm scared of him like I've never been scared of anything else in my entire life. I can't explain it to you, but I just, the fear of him even being in the next room, I have a panic attack. The last encounter that I had with Donald Trump, Tiffany approached me about a rape scene that was supposed to be played out, and I didn't like the sound of that at all. But Tiffany promised, ensured me that it wasn't going to be if there was anything I wasn't comfortable with, we could stop. That she would be right there, and that it wouldn't get out of hand, and that it was a fantasy, like it wasn't really going to happen. And so I told her that I would. She Tiffany was always nice to me. It wasn't that I felt I trusted her, else I wouldn't always trusted her or done what she asked me to. But she was there, and he came in, and I was basically tied to a bed with pantyhose, he tied them, and they were so tight it hurt to even like lay there. And I tried to, try to say something. And it was like, he's just, shut up, shut up, bitch. It was basically like he was being really, really rough. And I understand. It just didn't seem like a fantasy. And I started to get scared. And he was, basically like ripping my clothes off. And I was actually really, got freaked out, and I told him that I didn't want to do this. I was, I screamed over for Tiffany, and she was like, "Mr. Trump," and she's only, this is scaring her. And he's like, "Oh, you shut up too." He just turned into this animal. It was like a completely different person. It was like everyone in the room was scared of him, and I was, it was like I couldn't do anything about it. And he ripped off all my clothes, and he started to basically have sex with me, and I was screaming. I'd never had sex before. It was my first time, and Tiffany was yelling at him too. She was saying I was a virgin, and he told us to just shut the fuck up and just basically took my virginity while I was crying and telling him to stop, and that's basically begging for him to just stop. And Tiffany was, didn't know what else to do either. No one was there to help us. Or me. So after the fact, he basically finishes it. It didn't take that long at all. It felt like it was like 5.5 hours. It felt like it was an eternity. Like, I don't even know how long it was. But he was done, and I was crying, and Tiffany was consulting me, and she was, apologizing. She told me that she just never put me in that situation again. But he comes over mad because I was crying, and so that I should be thankful that someone like Donald Trump took my virginity. Rosie basically didn't say took my virginity. He said, "I should be glad that someone like Donald Trump popped my cherry and not some pimply little 14-year-old. And I just was like, "What if I said, "What if I get pregnant?" Not even talking to him. I didn't want to talk to him. I was talking to Tiffany. And he said, "Well, you'll get an abortion then, bitch," and then just walked away. I told Tiffany I needed to go home. I never went back again. I guess it's for you to decide, if I don't have any kids myself, because I'm afraid to have kids, because I mean, who knows what kind of damage they can get into. But if you have a 13-year-old daughter, and you're, I mean, would you be okay with the person who's running our country doing that to your little girl? And I just, I don't know. I just want people to know. I think that I have a faith in our society that we'll make the right choice. He seemed to be taking great pleasure in, like, dominance and control, and just the more I screamed, the more I got scared, the more he was enraged and, like, power, enraged with power, and it was like he was just charged with it. It was scary. My experience with Donald Trump and has made it to where I can't be in a healthy relationship, much less I can't be in a relationship without myself sabotaging it. I don't do well. I've been in a couple of relationships. I mean, they're never of interest to me normally, but one in particular that was a wonderful man, and I completely, knowing I had, subconsciously, I couldn't even control myself. It was like I had to get him out of my life because, you know, I don't know why. It was like anytime anyone loves me, I don't feel worth it, or, you know, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I can't. Friends, I can have acquaintances, you know, guys that are acquaintances, but I just, you know, anytime it's maybe someone expressed anything else besides that, I can't. I take some type of pleasure, not some type of, I don't take pleasure in it, but subconsciously, whether I mean to or not, sometimes I've meant to. It's like I've purposely hurt their feelings just so they'll never talk to me again. Like, I make sure that it's not ever a possibility. Donald Trump destroyed my feeling of self-worth and my self-esteem when it was still growing. Like, when it just bloomed, it hadn't even had a chance to experience anything. I have only spoken to one therapist about this just recently, actually. For a long time, I just tried to forget about it. Just tried very hard. But I've been to counseling for other things, and I went to counseling for the previous relationship that I was sabotaging, and my counselor said, something has happened to you where you are just, you need to deal with that. That's actually what kind of was like, He knew that there was something that had happened where I was sabotaging these relationships, but, you know, he said that it was my responsibility to deal with it, of course. This situation with Donald Trump has left it, has destroyed my self-esteem, and it's made it to where I feel like it's destroyed part of my life. The only healthy relationship I've completely demolished. And I love to choose the dysfunctional ones that I know I can just push away. After what happened with him, I can't trust a man ever again. Thinking about it just makes me sick to my stomach. So when something so traumatic happens to someone that's so young, you never, ever really get over it.
Thank you, my friends, and you are my friends. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we got a rare positive update on one of Trump's thousands of court cases. Yesterday, the judge in the Stormy Daniels hush money case imposed a gag order on Trump. Okay, that's positive, but raises a disturbing question. How do you gag someone who speaks out of their ass? Thank you, my friends, and you are my friends. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we got a rare positive update on one of Trump's thousands of court cases. Yesterday, the judge in the Stormy Daniels hush money case imposed a gag order on Trump. Okay, that's positive, but raises a disturbing question. How do you gag someone who speaks out of their ass? The answer is very carefully. And if you ever thought that this avalanche of legal scrutiny would somehow shame Trump from his nonstop grifting of the rubes, you are a sweet, sweet child, one of God's innocents, and should not be allowed in the room where Daddy keeps his sharp things. Because yesterday, Donald Trump announced a deal to endorse a $60 God Bless the USA Bible. Yes! Donald Trump is now hawking a Bible. It's just like any other good book, except in the middle of this one, there's a centerfold. Wow. Wow, Mary was a Bethlehem 8. I wouldn't kick her out of the manger for eating crackers. Now, this has come as no surprise to anyone. Making a profit is Trump's religion. As his Jesus famously said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle if you pay me 4 easy installments of $19.95. Act now. Disciples are standing by. Trump made this announcement on Truth Social, where he also revealed his collaborator.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood. Who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA?
Yes, who doesn't love Greenwood's God Bless the USA and his other big hits like Thank You for Blessing the USA, God? You know who really loves that song? Lee Greenwood. He has a different ad for this Bible that says this.
Introducing the limited edition God Bless the USA Bible, inspired by Lee Greenwood's hit song and the most recognized patriotic anthem in America, God Bless the USA.
Yes, I challenge anyone to name a more recognized patriotic anthem in this entire nation. A national sort of anthem, if you will. I kid, of course. We all know it's Party in the USA. Thank you for your service, Miley. Long may you wrecking ball. I believe the God Bless the USA Bible is the best holy scripture named after a country song since the Take This Job and Shove It Bhagavad Gita. Johnny Paycheck did so love shoving things. Trump explained what you'll be getting for your $60.
This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents, yes, the Constitution, also the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance.
So you're spending $60 on public domain writing. If you order now, you'll get all the lyrics to Camp Town Races and a picture of Jesus' most beloved disciple, Steamboat Willie. Trump continued to shill.
All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many.
Yes. It's true. Many. He has to have spare Bibles, because every time he holds one, it bursts into flames. Now, I'm sorry. Can I... Do go on.
It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book.
I love this book. I love the snake. I love Jonah because, well, I love Abraham dragging his son up to the mountain for a human sacrifice. By the way, Eric, want to go camping? A lot of Bibles on the shelf over here. There's a lot of Bibles on that shelf. Trump was sure to point out how you buying this Bible would single-handedly save America.
This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion.
Now, I know a lot of people think that, but I'm just curious what the hell is going on with that camera angle. That is no way to cover an edit. Jim, what is going on? That is not my best nostril. Now, if you head to the God Bless the USA Bible's website, you can find frequently asked questions. And in there is this 100% real, 100% weird query. What if my Bible has sticky pages? This is a frequently asked question. Evidently, the workers at the Bible factory really get excited over the word begat. Even though it just received the Trump bump, the God Bless the USA Bible has been around for a few years now, and the reviews are in. 79% of reviewers gave it the lowest possible rating, 1 star.
Wow. Man, I got to be honest with you. So, Donald Trump does this Bible stuff, right? So he decides to start his own God Bless the USA Bible. And the one thing I got to be honest with is that when it comes to politics was never supposed to cross the boundaries with government. And so the one thing that is happening here is that Donald Trump has decided to cross the boundaries of religion and government. But the problem is that he wants to force his type of religion, which he has no religion, by the way. This man is not a Christian. There's no way possible for Donald Trump to be a Christian. And if you believe that he's a Christian, there is something wrong with you, because you're not a Christian, because a Christian would not do the things that Donald Trump has done, like pay women for hush money for sex, allegedly raping women that were 13 years old, like this one audio I just played of Katie Johnson, who claims that's what happened to her, from Donald Trump and from Jeffrey Epstein and the rest of them. And of course she worked on the Jeffrey Epstein Island, apparently. So, but she explains what Donald Trump did to her and what he wanted as far as sexual acts, what Jeffrey Epstein wanted as sexual acts. I mean, that's what she portrays here. She lets people know, this is what happened to me. And I can tell in her voice. And that's the one thing. I mean, being an ex-police officer, one thing I can say is this, that when you get to know, when you're doing an interview or interrogation or whatever, listening to somebody talk, looking at their eyes, looking at them speak, watching their mannerisms, and these are all key elements or key factors of somebody lying and so forth. And on YouTube, there's the video. If you go on YouTube and type in Katie Johnson interview about Donald Trump, basically you're going to get this video and you're going to watch it. I would watch it. You need to watch this woman. But she, you can clearly see that she's terrified of Donald Trump. When she speaks, she resembles a person who has possibly been attacked by somebody. I feel like she's been attacked by somebody, and obviously she's very strong on that this is Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump doing this, that did this to her. I can see that. And I believe that. I truly believe her. I believe all these women that are coming out with these allegations against Donald Trump, because it's just very odd that there are multiple women who come out and describe his penis exactly of what it is, what it has on it, blah, 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 blah. But they can describe it to a T or to a Tic Tac. I mean, they know this. They look for this stuff. These girls being raped is just terrible, because that's just, it's ridiculous that Donald Trump would do something to these women. But then you got to think he's running for president. And why should he be running for president when this man is so foul to do something like this to women? And not only that, but to fraud the government of New York, the citizens of New York, to do an election fraud hype that never was proven that there was any election fraud. And so, you know, he did that. And then he took it as far as inciting his followers to go into the Capitol and to try to overturn it themselves. And he wanted to basically marshal his own army into the Capitol building. And so what he did is he marshaled his domestic terrorists into the Capitol building to commit an act of domestic terrorism is what he did. But I cannot believe that nobody out there understands that when you want to support Donald Trump, how can you support a man who is this vile of a human being to sexually assault women? Is just, and to call himself a Christian, I just don't understand how anybody who is a true Christian would say that is acceptable. Because if you are a true Christian, I'm telling you, you're going to sit there and say, this is not right. I mean, you're going to sit there and say, this is not right. Obviously, there's something really odd about Donald Trump wanting to say that he is a Christian and then go out and do all this kind of stuff to cause wreak havoc on people. And not only that, but just some of the foul stuff he's done to our nation, to the people out there. And I got to be honest with you, it's not just him. It's Democrats are having issues too. Yes, I know. I will say that up front. Democrats are just as guilty as having problems. Now, by no all means, I'm going to tell you this, and this is, I don't think Democrats are as bad as the Republicans. I think that the Republicans under Donald Trump are more dangerous than the Democrats are. I truly believe that. And you got to think, the Democrats have all this other stuff going on. They got all their own stupid bullshit happening. You know, they have Joe Biden, who's, you know, like Sleepy Joe running around, and you got Donald Trump, who's losing his mind. Donald Trump's getting in a lot of problems, calling people all kinds of different names, including thinking that Obama's still the president of the United States right now. You know, there's problems with these politicians. Their age is a factor. And I mean that not only on Joe Biden, but Donald Trump. I mean, you got to remember, Donald Trump is no much difference in age than Joe Biden is. But his mental capabilities are not 100% Donald Trump. And not only that, but then you got to think, you know, all this stuff that's going on with the man, you know, sexual interactions, rape, sexual predators, you know, stuff like that. These are all issues with what happens in, you know, with what people are noticing about it. And so I think that there's going to be a lot more to it than that. But I, you know, again, we're getting into the end of the year here, or not the end of the year, but the middle of the year. And it's getting closer and closer to the most important time, and that's November. And we're at November, which is an election year. So we got to decide who we want to run for president. We got to decide who we want to choose as president. And honestly, I don't think that I mean, with what Joe Biden has done with coming into the White House when he did, when there was a pandemic that was still going on, and watching the difference between Joe Biden handling it and Donald Trump handling it. Two different people, two different ways, two different methods. And obviously we got out of it pretty quickly because of Joe Biden. So, you know, it's because he took it serious is what it is. He acted upon it a lot quicker than Donald Trump could have done. And honestly, even though that we were deep down into debt because of Donald Trump and what he did by closing down the countries, and it's because he had to close down the country because he kept, you know, trying to say, well, this doesn't exist. It's not real. Or he would say it's real, and then he would say, you know, you can go walk out there and walk with each other and, you know, kiss each other, whatever, go to work, and everything's going to be fine. And what did people do? They did it, and they got sick, and it spread like wildfire. The reason why we are in this mess of COVID spreading like wildfire is because of Republican MAGA not believing it. And that's why we're in this situation we're in anyway. But again, when you look at both sides of the fence, Donald Trump is clearly not the person to choose. And that's where you have to realize he's out there selling Bibles, for God's sakes. And not only that he's selling those Bibles, but those Bibles are cheap. He's selling them for $60. What it is that he is so far in debt that he knows he's in trouble. And so he's trying to sell Bibles to get some kind of money. But guess what? It's too late, guys. It's too late for him to be able to move forward with the whole situation in New York. $484 million. And they even reduced it to $175 million. But he didn't even get to the point of paying that. So now they have decided to push it back to $484 million, and they're giving him 10 days. Now, I got to be honest with you, 10 days is not long. And what can happen to Donald Trump if he does not pay? Well, he can go to prison for a very long time, and that's probably what will happen, is that he could go to prison and then be kicked off the ballots for running as president. But we'll find out. We will find out when we get down to it. All right. I guess we are at the end of the show. With that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you come back and join us again, where Paul Alexander and myself will be here again. Hopefully Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come join us, guys. Have a good night, everybody.
I'm a pop star, I'm a YG, put an X by my my name if you don't like me.
Now the thing you do excites me. I'm gonna have to get a little bit spicy.
Oh.
But I've been like this,
been like this.
Pop that smack right among your